We're speaking with Red Child and violinist Blake Pouliot. Blake will be visiting Hawaii Public Radio and the Islands as PT's Young Artist in Residence starting Friday, May 4th. Now, Fred, Blake, you're old friends. Blake was Performance Today's first Young Artist in Residence for the current season.
Absolutely right, Gene. And thanks to our friends at the NEA, the National Endowment for the Arts, we're able now to bring our young artists in residence, not just to the airwaves and not just to the online world, but to make these connections with stations and with folks who listen to PT across the country. And we're taking each of our young artists in residence this season to a particular place. And Blake has the pleasure of being the PT Young Artist in Residence to go to Hawaii for several days in May. And we're really proud to showcase Blake as one of our young artists. Blake came and joined me in the PT studios in the fall of 2017. We had a wonderful time recording for broadcast and shooting video and getting to know each other a little bit. And Blake is just an extraordinary musician, but also an amazing human being and an amazing artist. A fine violinist, but also has some experience as an actor, and is one of the most articulate young musicians I've ever had the pleasure of meeting. So to be able to send Blake to Hawaii to share music, to work with young musicians, to do some events for Hawaii Public Radio, we're really proud as a show to be able to send Blake to represent PT and to join you, Gene, there in Hawaii.
Well, I look forward to it. Blake, at your relatively young age, you've had multiple awards, appearances with the major symphony orchestras, a recording contract. Does it sometime feel like too much too soon?
I don't think it ever feels like too much too soon. I think that we're kind of from a young age. I think we envision what we want our life to be like, especially as a young artist, and in particular me pursuing a solo violin route. I think we want everything at once, and I think actually, especially my generation, we're very fast-paced, and with the way that technology has developed, we're very used to getting things very quickly. And of course, in this profession, it's all a very slow progression. And I think that I've never thought that everything has happened too fast. In fact, I feel like a lot of things I've been waiting very patiently for a long time, and working very meticulously. And I think that a lot of things have happened at once, which I'm very excited about. And I think that everything has kind of come at me, and they've just kind of tumbled and snowballed one after another. But then, of course, there's also moments where things seem to die down a bit. I think that things, you just have to be receptive and open to the fact that things are going to come at you at once, and then it's going to slow down for a little while. And, it's very inconsistent. But, being optimistic and being open to that, it has been actually kind of fun. It keeps life interesting.
So what do you have your sights set on in the future?
In which part of the future? Near future or far future or just anything?
Any future. What do you look forward to?
I think I look forward to a nap, actually. I've been traveling a lot the past week. But I think in terms of my career, I think I really look forward to the just kind of the overall change that I'm going to have, and kind of the credibility I think that kind of comes with it. I'm very excited for new challenges musically, for new experiences, for performing with different orchestras. Being able to play it as part of different, something like this, like part of Performance Today, which is a phenomenal experience in Minnesota. I'm just looking forward to kind of growing as an artist. I really anticipate, changing daily and by year. I mean, already I feel like I've grown so much from month to month, just from traveling so much and being able to perform and work with so many incredible people. But I think I really just look forward to feeling my own artistry and mentality change and develop and be sculpted by the people around me, and hopefully become really content with my own art and myself as a person.
Now, you're not only a veteran of the concert stage, I understand you tried acting for a while, and though you really enjoyed the performance aspect of it, you decided that instead of playing other characters, you'd rather just be yourself. So, who is Blake Pouliot?
I think that's 100% true. Who is Blake? Blake is a very energetic, curious person. I'm very interested in growth and knowledge. I'm very stimulated by change and things that challenge my own train of thought, and I love working with people. I am just a social butterfly, a 100% extrovert. I love just experiencing the moment. I'm totally a person who believes in relishing in the present, and I just love fun, I guess. I really want everyone to have a good time. I want people to be comfortable, and I want people to be happy.
Now, Blake.
Yes.
No virtuoso can have a major career without a first-rate instrument. So what is the make of your violin?
So I am super fortunate to play on a 1729 Guarneri del Gesu. I have it on loan from the Canada Council for the Arts. I was lucky enough to be the first laureate of their 2015 competition. And I got to enter in a room. There were three Stradivarius. There was a Guadagnini, a Montagnana, all these amazing instruments. And because I got first pick, I got to play them. And my heart was set on this Guarneri del Gesu, and I've enjoyed every minute of playing on it since.
So this was your personal choice, and you chose it over a Stradivarius.
Absolutely.
Any particular reason?
I think for me, Stradivarius has definitely a reputation of being a very bright type of instrument, and also, you know, Stradivariuses are their timbre and their performance fluctuate on a very high scale, and so I think that the Stradivariuses that I played on, I didn't particularly identify with. Their timbre was not something that I necessarily that spoke to me. Whereas the Del Gesu I found was just extremely deep. And it had this wonderful articulation and sound quality that just really resonated within me. And I just was transfixed by it, and it just transcended anything else that was in that room. And it spoke to me, so I decided to pick it up, and I've never looked back.
That's really interesting. You chose a violin which suited your personality.
Absolutely. I think that it's really important. You know, I think kind of like, I hate to say it, but, you know, in the Harry Potter books, you know, we're told that the wand chooses the wizard. And I think sometimes that works with the violin, too. You know, I've been in situations where I've played a friend's instrument that they sound magnificent on, and I've tried it, and I sounded just horrendous. And I think that there is a little bit of that of that personal identity that we find within an instrument that just totally connects with us. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, it was this one.
So this was your reward for winning a competition, and the violin is on loan. Why don't they just give it to you? Why don't they give it to you?
Well, I have it contracted, so I eventually have to give it back for a little bit, but I am allowed to reapply for the competition, which is great.
Okay. Now, you're a member of the Colburn Artists Program, which helps students prepare for a solo career, like you have. So what's the best advice you can give aspiring young artists?
I guess my advice to any aspiring young soloist would be, you know, that first of all, you know, you have to have a big combination of things. You have to work really hard. You have to nurture your talent, and you have to have a really open mind and, you know, understand that as much as we love performing and working really hard and making music, classical music is an industry and it's a business, and you have to keep your whole presentation, whether it's your personality or your aesthetic, you have to keep that in mind and remember that everyone can be someone who will be a voice and an opinion in this industry, and you know, treat people like you want to be treated and make sure that you are always giving your best in any situation, because everyone has ears, and in this day and age, that anyone can hear anything and see anything and have access to anything. So keep an open mind, work really hard, and be a nice person. It'll help in the long run.
Blake, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Blake Pouliot performs today's Young Artist in Residence. He'll be visiting the islands starting May 4th. And Blake, I'll see you then. Once again, pleasure speaking
with you. Thanks so much,
Gene.